Welcome to Tirati Mechanach, Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today you will be studying Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Beis. So before we begin in Perek Yud Beis, what we're just going to do is go back to Perek Yud Aleph and see what happens when Yeravam ben Nevat from the tribe of Ephraim meets the Navi in the field and what the Navi tells him, okay? We're going back to not the whole thing, but a little bit that's going to be important for our learning of Perek Yud Beis, okay? Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chav Tes. Vayhi ba'esahi, it was at that time, v'yeravam yod Yerushalayim. Yeravam went out from Yerushalayim. Vayimsa also Achiah Hashiloni. Achiah Hashiloni, Hanavi, the prophet, found him baderech on the way. Vahu miskasa basalma chadash ushneim levadim basada. And he was cloaked in a new garment, and the two of them were alone in the field. And Achiah grabs hold of this new garment that is upon him, and he breaks it up. He tears it into 12 pieces, and he says to Yeravam, "Take 10 pieces, because so says Hashem, the God of Israel. Behold, I'm tearing the kingdom away from Shlomo. I'm giving it to you, 10 tribes." Okay, the Navi explains to Yeravam why it is being taken away from Shlomo. But the purpose, for purposes of our learning on Perek Yud Beis, the Navi specifically says to Yeravam, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Ve'oscha Ekach, and you I will take, Ve'umalachta B'chol Shor Tava Nefshecha, you will reign, R-E-G-I-N, you will rule over everything your heart desires, Va'yisam Melech Al Yisrael, you will be king over Israel. Pasuk Lamed Ches, V'haya, Im Tishma, it will be if you will listen, as Kol Asher Atzavecha, ah, if you listen to everything I command you, V'halachta B'drachaya, and you go on my ways, V'asisa HaYashar Ba'inai, and you do what is straight in my eyes, Lish if you guard the chukim and the mitzvos like David my servant did, I will be with you, says Hashem, through the Navi to Yeravam. I will build for you a faithful and lasting dynasty house, like I built for David, and I will give to you. So once again, we are specifically told, the new ruler is told, the ruler to be is told, that his kingdom will be strong only if he goes in the ways of Hashem. Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. Vayelech Rechavam Shechem. Remember, at the end of Perek Yud Aleph, King Shlomo dies. He's buried in Ir David, and Rechavam, his son, becomes ruler after him. So here we go. Vayelech Rechavam Shechem. Rechavam went to Shechem. Kishchemba, call Yisrael laham lichosho, because all of Israel had come to Shechem to crown him. Steindot's Nevi'im, perhaps Shechem was more appropriate location for the new king's coronation due to its central location. Okay, there's other reasons as well, but the Maisa, fine. Vayhi kishmo Yeravam ben Nevat. Now Yeravam ben Nevat already knows he has a prophecy from Hashem, and he knows that he is going to be king. Vayhi kishmo Yeravam ben Nevat, v'hu odena b'mitzrayim, asher barach m'pnei Yeravam ben Nevat, here's what happens. In Perek Yud Aleph, we're told that Yeravam runs away. He's sort of like a political fugitive for being Mored B'machus, and he's hanging out. He's staying as a fugitive in Egypt until Shlomo dies. Okay, Vayishlichu, they send for him. Vayikrulo, and they call for him. Vayavo Yeravam v'chol kahal Yisrael, and Yeravam and the entire assembly of Israel comes. Vayidabru al Rechavam lemur, they speak to Rechavam, remember the son of Shlomo, the new king, saying, Avicha hiksha esulenu, your father made our yoke very difficult. Hiksha kasha, the yoke from your father was very difficult with financial taxes. Va'ata, and you, ata now, hakel me'avodas avicha hakasha. You know, you're the new king. Lighten up the burden that your father put upon us. Hakasha ume ulo hakaved asher nasan aleinu. And from the heavy burden that he put upon us, vina avdeka. If you lighten the burden, specifically the taxes and the labor your father put upon us, we will serve you. This is what the nation said under Yeravam to Rechavam, the new king. Vayomer Aleihem, and he, Rechavam, says, Luchu od shlosha yamim, go away for 3 days, v'shuvu alai, then come back to me. In other words, I need time to think. Vayachu am, they go away from him. Pasuk vav, vayiva'atz, from Eitzah. Vayiva'atz ha-melech Rechavam, as his kenim asher hayu omdim es p'nei Shlomo avi, b'yoso chai v'emer. Who does Rechavam consult with? The elderly advisors, who were their advisors to King Shlomo. Eich atem no atzim, what do you advise? L'hashiv es ha'am es adavar, what should I tell the people? This is their demand. That Yidabru Elav Lemur, and they speak to him, saying, Im Hayom Ti Eved La Amazav Avadata, and the Anisam, the Dibartim Aleim Dvarim Tovim, the Hayu Lecha Avadim Kol Yom. And basically, the elders say, you should accept their condition. If you want this nation to serve you, you should answer them, you should speak good words. You're going to have less building projects than your father. Jerusalem's already built up, the palace is built, the Beit HaMikdash is built. Lessen the taxes and the yoke upon the people, then they will serve you all the days. But he was not as smart as his father. Vayazov es atzas has kein mesher yatsu. Rechavam said, you know, I'm not listening. You're old, you're antiquated, you're from the Altaheim. You don't understand the new generation. He left the advice of the elders. Vayiva atz es hayyaladim asher gadlu ito asher amdim lefanav. Now, certainly they weren't children. It's very interesting that the Navi calls them children. Would you ask a child advice about world affairs? Would you ask a child advice when you find yourself in a quandary? No. If you want to know if you should use the purple crayon or the orange crayon, you could ask a child advice. If you should have a pink ISIS or a blue ISIS, you could ask the child advice. Would you ask the child advice in major life matters? No, he's certainly not consulting with toddlers. But the fact that the Navi calls them Yoladim wants to show to us that they do not, or they are not the right people to ask for advice in this matter. They don't understand kingdom. They don't understand the ways of the world. They're of the new generation. They think everything is Magili. This is who Rechavam decides to consult with. Pesach test, and he says to these Yoladim, what do you advise? And then I'll answer the people who spoke to me. The people said to me, lighten from us the burden that your father, Ayishlomo, put upon us. And the children spoke to him, who grew up with him, and they said, so you should say to the people who spoke to you, saying, your father put a harsh burden upon us, and you should lighten the burden. What should you tell them? Pesach, the end of Pesach, Katani Ava Mimasne Avi, my little finger is thicker, Ava Ayin Beis Hey, from the loins of my father, meaning I'm going to be even stronger than my father. Va'ata, and now, Avi Ha'amisa Lechem Ol Kavid, my father put upon you a harsh burden of taxes, V'ani Osif Al Ulchem, I'm going to add upon your burden. Avi Yisarischem Bashotim, V'ani Ayaserischem Ba'akrabim. Wow, this is what the young advisors say. My father chastised you with whips, I'm going to chastise you with barbed lashes. Vayavol Yeravam v'chol ha'am el Yeravam, remember, the one who has Ramachi Ashudoni, that he's going to be the new king. He comes with the nation. They come back to Rechavam on day three, like Rechavam told them. They come back on the third day. So new, what's the psak? And the king answers the nation kasha, harshly. Vayazov es atzas has kenim asher yatsu. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us at the end of his life in Hazinu, Sha'al avicha v'yegadcha zekeinecha binu shnos dar v'adar. Sha'al avicha v'yegadcha zekeinecha v'yomilach. The beginning of Paraglama B's in Devarim. If you want to understand binu lavin shnos dar v'adar, the changes from generation to generation, so there's a lot of ways to chant these psukim. Sha'al avicha v'yegadcha, ask your father, he will tell you, zekeinecha, your elders v'yomilach, they will help you. Don't go to the children. He ignores the advice of the elders. And he answered like the children, i.e. the young, the new generation told him, my father put a harsh burden upon you. I'm going to add upon your burden. My father chastised you with a whip. I'm going to chastise you with an even stronger whip. And the king did not listen to the nation. A strong leader, yes, he must lead with strength, but he also has to listen to the people. A teacher has to show authority in the classroom, but must listen to the students. A parent is the parent, but has to speak the language in order to communicate effectively with their child. The Lo Shama HaMelech Ela Om, the king did not listen to the people. Ki Haisha Siba Me'im Hashem. This is a very important line in this narrative here, because it was a reason from Hashem. L'man hakim es devaro, in order to establish his word, asher dibar Hashem bi'arachi ashiloni, al-yaravam ben-ava. We have to understand something. We have b'chir chafshis to make decisions, but everything we do carries out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. You know why this happened? The Navi tells us explicitly in Pasuk Tesvav, because it was a reason from before Hashem in order to uphold this word that God spoke in the hand of Achi HaShiloni, the Navi, to Yeravam ben Nevat. But now, did Rechavam have Bechira? Yes. Can we understand how you reconcile Bechira with Yediyas Hashem? No, don't even try. But we have to understand that Kosh Baruch Hu has a plan. Rabbos Machshavos Believi, Shvatas Hashem, Higsakam. So what happens? Pasuk Tazayim. Here we go. Vayar call Yisrael, kilo shama melech aleim. The people see that God, the king did not listen, and the people go back and they say, malanu chilek b'David. We don't have any more portion in the Davidic dynasty. Velo nachal b'ven Yishai. We don't have any inheritance and portion. We don't want anything to do with Ben Yishai. Lo olecha Yisrael. Everyone go back to your tents. Atonah re'e beischa David. See what has happened to your house, David. Vayech Yisrael lo olav. Israel basically abandons the Davidic dynasty. U'bnei Yisrael ha'yoshvim ba'ara Yehuda vayimlech aleim. Rechavam is now only king over Ara Yehuda. Pasuk Gidches. Vayishlach HaMelech Rechavam es Adoram Asher Al Hamas. So Rechavam thinks he's still the king, so he sends the tax collector. Doesn't go over so well. Adoram to collect the taxes. Vayirgumu Kol Yisrael Bo Evin Vayamos. The people say, what? You're not our king and we're not paying you taxes. They stone the tax collector and he dies. When Rechavam sees this, he hastens quickly to mount his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. He realized what has happened. And Israel sinned, i.e. rebelled against King David's house, monarchy, until this day. And it was when all of Israel heard that Yeravam had returned. Remember, Yeravam ben Nevat, who's going to be king over the northern Malchus Yisrael. They go and they call, the entire assembly calls him. They appoint him as Melech over all of Israel. The law hayachri based David, and not of the tribes, went after based David, Zulas Yisheva Yehuda Levado. Like we said, he's going to rule over Yehuda and Binyamin. Vayavol Rechavam Yerushalayim. Rechavam ben Shlomo comes to Yerushalayim. Vayakal is called Beis Yehuda. Vashevet Binyamin. Rechavam gathers Yehuda and Binyamin. Meyu Shmonim Elof Bachur Ose Mechama. He gathers an army. 180,000 choice warriors for war. Lehilachem in Beis Yisrael. He wants to go to war, Rechavam. Lahashiv Esam Lucha Rechavam ben Shlomo. He wants to return the kingdom. He's like, what is happening here? Who does Yeravam think he is? Remember, he doesn't know that Achia Shiloni gave a nevuah to Yeravam. He only sees the kingdom has been taken away from him. Uh-oh. Vayhi dvar Elokim. So what? Rechavam's ready to go to war. Vayhi dvar Elokim al Shmaya Isha Elokim. Remember, we meet a new Navi. The word of Elokim comes to Shmaya, the man of God, saying, go tell Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, the king over Yehuda, over the whole house of Yehuda ben Yamin, and go tell him. So says Hashem, lo ta'alu, do not go up to the northern kingdom. Velo tilachamun, do not fight with them. Imechechim b'nei Yisrael, with your brothers Israel. Shuvu ish lebezo, go home. Ki mi iti, because from me, God, Nia, Davarza, this matter came forth. To his credit, Rechavam hears, accepts, and does not go to war. But what happens? Yeravam ben Nevat, northern kingdom, starts to build up his kingdom in Har Ephraim, in Penuel, and Yeravam says, Vayomer Yeravam belibo. Oy. Perka Abbas tells us, Hakina, Hataiva, Vahakavod, Motzin, Asa Adam, Min Ha'olam. Kina, jealousy, Taiva, lust. Kavod, the quest for honor, removes a person from this world. And while the pshat is a means removes a person from Olam Haba, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, Korosh Hashiva, Vishivat Har Etzion, in his Sefer, Characters and Values, by his leg, Characters and Values from the Service of God, says, anyone who knows someone who is consumed by Kina, Taiva, and Kavod knows that not only do they have a chelik in Olam Haba, Motzina Sadam in Olam, it takes them out of this world. Their portion in this world is not pleasant because they cannot function normally because everything is guided, every decision they make by kina, jealousy of another, taiva, lust or desire, and kavod, the quest for honor. Listen what Yeravam does, but even more why he does it. And Yeravam says in his heart, ata now, tashuv hamamlacha lebeis David. He is afraid that he's going to lose rulership. He does not want the melucha to go back to Beis David. But remember, in Perek Yud Aleph, Achia Shiloni tells him, your melucha will only be strong if you go in the ways of Hashem. Yeravam says in his heart, you know who else said something in his heart? Esav, Bereishis 27:41. Vayomer Esav belibo, yikrivu yimea aviv ahargos Yaakov achi. Esav said in his heart, when my father dies, I'm going to kill Yaakov. Yeravam says in his heart, uh-oh. He doesn't really say uh-oh. Now, the Mamlacha will return to Beis David. If the people go up to the Beit HaMikdash to bring Karbanot where they're supposed to, they're going to see what's happening in Jerusalem. They're going to see the Beit HaMikdash. They're going to hear about Rechavam, the king of Shlomo. They're going to kill me. How could it be that they'll return to Rechavam? I am the king. The king consults. The king consulted, like from Eitzah, Vayashnei Aglezav. We're right at the beginning of Melucha, of Yeravam Benavat. Why does he do this? It doesn't say he wants to worship Avodah Zarah. He doesn't want Kavod to be taken away from him. He is Kina. How could Rechavam have my Melucha? Taiva, he is a lust to hold on, but not for Lashem Shemayim, for himself. How poisonous and toxic are these midos, how they could bring downfall upon a person and a nation. And he makes two Egle Zahav, calves of gold. And he says to the people, Rav Lachem me'alas Yerushalayim, enough, why do you got to schlep to Jerusalem? Hine Elohecha Yisrael asher lucha me'atas. These words are exactly reminiscent of Parshas Kitisa, Perek Lamed Beis, after Ched Ha'egal. What do the people say? Ela Elohecha Yisrael asher lucha me'atas. It's mamish, almost the exact same words. After Ched Ha'egal, Egal HaZahav, these are your gods who you took out of Egypt. Here we have Egle Zahav. What does Yeravim say? Hine Elohecha Yisrael. Here are your gods who is Osher. Lucha Meretz Yitzrayim. It's Mamish, a paraphrase of Cheda Egel. That took you out from the land of Egypt. He put one of the Egle Zahav in Beit El. He puts one in the territory of Don. Vayihi Hadavar Hazel Lechatas. This is a tremendous sin. And the people go all the way to Don, at the edge of the territory, to worship. He makes, by these Eglays of Beit Bamot, or Beis Bamos, houses of altars. Obviously, this is Avodah Zarah. He makes Kohan and priests who serve Miktsos Ha'am, from the edges of the people. Asher lo hayim b'nei Levi, chooses Kohanim, who are not from the tribe of Levi. Vayas Yeravim Chag b'chodesh ha-shmini b'chamisha asar l'chodesh. Oi! When do we celebrate Chag HaSukkos? On the 15th of the 7th month. What do we call that? Tishrei. Yeravim says, no, we're going to have a new chag in the 8th month. What comes after Tishrei? Cheshvan. On the 15th of the month, we're going to have a chag, just like they have in Yehuda, i.e. Chag HaSukkot. We're going to have a new chag a month later. And they bring offerings on the Mizbech in Beit El to offer to these to the golden calf that he made. And not only that, he establishes in Beit El a Kohen to serve by the Bama. When we were Zocha to be in Eretz Yisrael last year for Chag HaPasach Tavshim Peihei, we went to a place in Beit El that I'd never been before, excavations. The bus had to go very much off the beaten track. And we got to the top of a hill, and the tour guide showed us, it was so incredible, the remnants of where Yeravim put up the Egel HaZahav in Beit El. It was sad, but also amazing. Only there do you see Tanakh come alive. Vayal al Mizbech, last pasuk of the perek. Vayal al Mizbech, asher asa beveit, bechamish asar yom, bechodesh hashmini, bechodesh asar, badam milibo. And he offered on the Mizbech that he made in Beit El on the 15th of the 8th month, Cheshvan, in the month that he chose from his own heart. When we allow ourselves, our heart, to go after our own desires, our kina, taiva, and kavod, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell us? V'afdash ha-mekacha b'chol avavcha, your heart should be faithful with God. He made a new chag for the Bnei Yisrael, not from the Torah, not from Matzon Hashem, but because he was motivated by, how could the people leave me? I'm afraid they will go be loyal to my rival king. I am the king. I'm going to change everything for the sake of my honor. He offered upon the Mizbech Ketores. And we see here how the Musar Haskar really has to be. We always have to ask ourselves, are my actions L'Shem Shemayim? Or am I acting for my own honor, my own glory, my own desires, my own wants? Because Baruch Hu wants us, Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shemayim. Rachman Al-Tzim, we can bring downfall upon ourselves and our nation. Hashem Yishmar Aleinu. This year is dedicated anonymously as a schuss for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them continued koach and wisdom to lead Kaiser and bring us closer to Hashem in the coming of Mashiach. Bimher, b'yameinu, amen. Call to everyone. Thank you for learning with me. Be'ezer Hashem, we continue tomorrow.